Welcome to Free Association. It's Monday morning. It is 20 minutes to 11 o'clock. And I did say I was going to do daily live streams, so I might as well do something. So these are specifically for BitChute, but I'm posting to YouTube as well. So I can talk about anything. I've just got to be careful of whether I post the talking about anything shows to YouTube or not. Right, let me rub my nose. All right. Immediately I go live, I get an itchy nose. There you go. That's the way live streaming works, people. That's the real world. And it's still itchy. Still itching. Anyway, it's going to drive me insane. Really, I'm going to have to scratch my nose. Right. So I've got a little bit of a cold. I've got a bit of a sinus thing going on at the moment, which means my voice is a little bit deeper than normal. But that should clear up shortly. What I might do is do a live immunic session just to clear my sinuses of whatever's going on up there, or clear whatever's behind it, because it's some kind of process my body's going through. So the way Immunix works is it's a question and answer thing and a decree thing. So I'll put my hands out like that, and I'm looking for a signal in my hand or in my body somewhere. It's probably easier to see it if it's in the hand, but it could just be a feeling in my body or a change in temperature or a sense of something happening. So the way this works is there's four results bodies, which are etheric, spiral, gravitational, and celestial. All of this is symbolic. None of it needs to be taken literally at all. It's all symbolic. So I know there's something going on with me because I've got a bit of a nasal thing going on, and my voice is definitely deeper than normal. Somebody mentioned that to me last night. And I don't know what it is. I was looking at the graph of my voice yesterday, and I've got a little bump at about between 40 and 50 hertz. And then it goes up to 100, 120 hertz and comes down again. And I'm sure that little bump at 48 or 50 hertz or whatever it was isn't normally there. So that's the extra bass in my voice. And I don't know what it is, but there's something there. And then if it's not supposed to be there, then I'll take it out. So it's not a major issue because I can still function. I'm not losing any sleep over it, but if it's something that's going to turn into a psychological issue or physiological issue, if it needs to come out, then it'll come out. If it doesn't, it won't. So I'm going to call it something. So this is my version of Immunix. It's not exactly the way it's taught on their website. So this is my version. I call it immune system Reiki. Now, so we'll just call it what it is. We'll call it bass frequency, excess bass frequencies. So the question then becomes, do I have any excess bass frequencies in any of my bodies? And I'm looking for a yes or a no to that question. And I don't know whether they're excess or not, but I do know that they're there. So there we go. There's a little wiggle there. Took a little bit of time to happen, but there's a little bit of a wiggle there, so that's a yes. So I'm now removing all excess bass frequencies from all of my bodies. There we go, there's a wiggle there, so that's done. And then I go through each individual body. So do I have any excess bass frequencies in my etheric body? There you go, there's something going on there. I'm now removing all excess bass frequencies from my etheric body. Now, that's easy enough to do. Easy enough to do. Do I have any excess base frequencies in my gravitational body? Yeah, something going on there. Different finger, but the same principle. I'm now removing all excess base frequencies from my gravitational body. And the little finger goes a little bit. Do I have any excess base frequencies in my spiral body? So the thumb went that time. I'm now removing all excess base frequencies from my spiral body. And there's a little finger going. I'm exaggerating this just to show you, but I can feel it. And the final one is the celestial body. Do I have any excess base frequencies in my celestial body? There's a little finger going. I'm now removing all excess base frequencies from my celestial body. And the thumb and the little finger are going. So that's that done. So whatever that was is now gone. And what do I need to install instead? Mid-frequency. Oh, the top end. So I'm now installing mid frequencies in all of my bodies. Appropriate levels of mid frequencies in all of my bodies. So let's do that again. I'm now installing appropriate levels of mid frequencies in all of my bodies. So that's done. I'm now installing appropriate levels of high-end frequencies in all of my bodies. So that's that done. I'm not going to go through those one at a time. Because I'm sniffing. So my nose is loosening up a little bit. Because I'm sniffing. Okay, so that's that done. So is there any change of behavior? And can you hear my voice has changed? Can you hear how my voice has changed now? The bass frequency is gone. And the mid and highs come back. Right, so that's how that works with frequencies. And that's not on the Immunix website, but it's the way that I'm doing it today. Because that seemed like the right way to do it today. As I say, it's all symbolic, but it works. You can hear my voice is different. You can hear it. So I don't have to prove it to you because you can hear it. All right, so that's enough of that for now. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you again later on today. I might do another one of those later on today, because that's a discovery for me. I didn't know I could do it quite like that.